Well, sometimes it's amazing how God knows what's coming. The words of that song, they really probably spoke to many of you like they did to me. Well, as you can see by my attire, it is Super Bowl Sunday again. I had some people who asked me, you know, they said, why are you wearing a Titans jersey? I just want to show you how committed I am to next year. No, actually, I'm showing you that I'm neutral. No, actually, I'm showing you that I am too cheap to buy a jersey I don't already have. But I did have people who said, are you going to continue your tradition of preaching Super Bowl Sunday with a jersey on? Yes, I will. Super Bowl Sunday is coming. We are all gathered here to worship like we do every Sunday, but let me tell you, there's another worship service that goes on every Sunday. And the culminating service of the year is this Sunday. And we have a gathering here, and there are gatherings all over in worship services this morning, but the largest worship service that's going to occur today is going to occur tonight. And there are going to be people from all over this country and watching via television all over the world who are going to come together to worship the things of this world at the Super Bowl. Now, some of them are going to be so dedicated, they are going to pay an enormous amount of money to be first row seats to this event. And I'm not telling you the Super Bowl is bad. I'm going to watch it. And I like football. But it exemplifies the things in life of this world that we want. We got the best, strongest, fastest, best physically equipped people in the world who are going to be on that stage competing. We got some of the smartest, most cunning, wisest, and craftiest coaches in the world who are proving how smart they are, who are going to be orchestrating the movements on that stage. And those people are successful in everything they do. They have got money, 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 acceptance, acceptance, acceptance. They are well known. They are respected. They've got everything this world wants. It's going to be on display. And I'm telling you what, people are going to dress like them. They're going to act like them. They're going to talk like them. Kids will get their haircuts like them. They are going to emulate the people on that stage. And they got some fans that are really, really committed. There are some fans who are going to get up and they are going to drive and they're going to be, it used to be a 3-hour game, it's going to be a 4-hour game. They're going to be there to see it, but they're going to be there 2 or 3 hours early. As a matter of fact, some of them have flown and they have spent the night. Some of them have gone there a couple of days early. And they are going to invest tons of their time and tons of their energy and tons of their money to focus on something that they hold in high, high, high esteem. Now, you've got that level of fan, but you've got other people who are very, very committed. They don't necessarily have enough money to go to the game itself, but I'm telling you what, they have been watching ESPN and NFL Network, and they have been trying to learn everything that they can learn about what's going to happen on Saturday or on Sunday. They have followed this all season. And they are dedicated, they are informed, and they talk about it. They're going to get together, not in that large group, but they're going to get together in small groups. And they are going to spend money and spend time together, and it's going to be a wonderful service. There are some parallels there, aren't there, to what's going to happen. It's interesting that during that game, which is going to have about 17 minutes of actual playing time. And that game's going to be stretched to 4 hours because of the monetary gain of commercials. But during that time, most of that hour-long game is going to be spent in what we call huddles, where they're going to get together, and they're going to talk, and they're going to plan on what they're doing. And we're getting together right now, and we're kind of huddling, aren't we? We're getting together and we're talking about God and we're talking about what God wants to do in our lives. But sooner or later, the crowd that watches the Super Bowl is going to get bored if all they do is huddle. And the world is not going to be too impressed with us if all we do is huddle. So sooner or later, the players got to get out there and play the game, don't they? And that's what you're waiting for. All that money, all that time, all that investment for 17 minutes of real action. And it's impressive. Impressive enough. I got a TV to watch it. But when we leave this building, we start playing out the game. And that's the important part. The huddle is not worth much without the game. And during the game, probably both of these teams are going to have moments where they have tremendous celebration because what they have worked for and tried to achieve, they're going to actually see the results from. And that's part of what our worship service should be too. We come together and we see one another and we see what God has done in our lives and what God has done in someone else's life. And it's good, isn't it? It's good. I remember when we were in Uganda and we were praying for people as they would come through. When someone would give their hearts to the Lord, we didn't start this, but the Ugandan interpreters, when somebody would give their hearts to the Lord, everybody would stop and what would they do, Mark? They'd all celebrate and start clapping and stuff like that. And that's good because we need to be fired up about what our purpose is, just like them. And you know what's going to happen after the game? Those two teams are struggling, but they're all in the battle together. And they're going to come together, and they're going to congratulate one another. And that's another thing that we're going to do, and we're going to do that right now. You got brothers and sisters, and we are in a war. We are in a war to let the love of Christ shine in this dark, self-centered world. And we got people fighting the battle. And we want to congratulate one another, encourage one another, be fired up with one another. And so we're going to take a few minutes and we're going to greet one another.